One public official observed, death had to take Roosevelt sleeping, for if he had been awake, there would have been a fight. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Spanish police continue the manhunt for the driver who plowed his van into pedestrians along Barcelona's Las Ramblas Boulevard Thursday, killing 13, injuring dozens, many of them tourists. Another person was killed hours later in Cambrils, a seaside town south of Barcelona. Yasmina Soriano had just moved to Barcelona and never imagined she would witness such a deadly attack.
I stayed calm. That was my reaction. We are not trained to face any kind of like terrorist attack in a normal basis, but that was my reaction. I was to be calm and help others.
The other 12 conspirators, including an imam, have either been arrested or are believed dead. Authorities are searching for Moroccan-born Yunus Abu Yaqub in the Catalonia region and along the French border. The wife of one of the suspects, Halima El Karib, expressed sadness over the attack, saying she didn't want this to happen, insisting Islam is nothing like this. More than 100 tanks of butane gas were found at a house in Alcanar, where police believe two of the suspects died in an explosion Wednesday.